insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 18th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Hatta idha ataw ala wadin naml qalat namlatun ya النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون.
Until when they came upon the valley of the ants, an ant said, O ants, enter your dwellings, that you not be crushed by Solomon and his soldiers while they perceive not.
So, this verse suggests that Solomon with his great army started and they reached the valley of the ants. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ. Until when they came to the valley of ants. قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. One ant said, Oh, you ants, get into your habitations. لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُ. So that Solomon and his host may not crush you. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They are being unaware. Now, there is a lot to be discussed regarding this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, starting with the word naml. So, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ. The Arabic word naml philologically means creeping with small feet. The Quranic word namlatun that is mentioned, qalat namlatun, because of its Arabic nonation, can be meant a big ant which is a commander. In this case, there is a commandership, an administrationship in the lives of the ants, which is understandable from this very verse. Now, this nonation can also be meant as the sign of uncertainty of the ant. And in this case, namlatun is showing the message of the verse that if an undefined creature or ant in this case gives a sympathetic warning, that warning must be attended to. This is also another fact that can be understood from this verse. But however it is, Solomon with his army started, they reached the valley of ants, and here an ant, addressing other ants, said that they should go into their dwellings, they should go back into their habitations, because Solomon and his army might not crush them while they are unaware. The verse says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Until when Solomon and his army reached the valley of ants, an ant said, O you ants, get into your habitations so that Solomon and his hosts may not crush you, being unaware.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, there are some explanations to say how this ant became aware of the presence of Solomon and his hosts in that land and how it announced this happening to other ants, which will be referred to later on. But the point that we can discuss now is the fact that it is understood from this sentence that the justice of Solomon was made manifest to even the ants, because the sentence implicitly means that if the hosts are aware of the existence of such ants and they are aware of the fact that there are some ants going on and about in that land, they will not tread that weak animal. Then if they tread the ants, it is because they do not know. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, the verse says. Now, there are some other points to be discussed regarding this very verse, dear listeners. Now, وَادِ النَّمْلِ, the land of the valley of ants, suggests that the animals try to choose one specific place for themselves to live. And this is intentionally chosen. They have some kind of awareness of the situation, of the geographic characteristics of the territory they chose. So, Wadi Naml, which this suggests that the Naml and the ants had chosen that place intentionally. Also, when the verse says, قَالَ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ, we see that there is also some kind of commandment between the ants as well. So they have some superiors that try to force the others, or at least warn the others when the dangers arrive. And also, there is a kind of warning. There are some people who have the authority, who have the power, who have the right to warn the others if the danger arrives. And also, this means that if there are some human beings who feel that a kind of danger is close, who sense that something dangerous is about to happen, and they do not warn their other countrymates, they do not warn, yet they do not want the others to know about this danger, they are even less than an ant, because an ant feels the responsibility of warning the others when it feels that danger is close. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.